Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the kalam of our beloved Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Naye jam o meena ata ho rahe hain, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain, wo fani buton se juda ho rahe hain. Those people who sacrifice themselves on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every moment, they are in fact going further and further away from perishable beauty. وَخَمْرِ كُهَن تو قَوِي تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینہ عطا ہو رہے ہیں. خمر means wine, kuhan, old wine. Usually, the older the wine gets, the more valuable it becomes. وَخَمْرِ كُهَن تو قَوِي تر ہے لیکن the old wine is definitely very strong. But what we are getting from the Ahlullah's company, نئے جام و مینہ عطا ہو رہے ہیں. Every moment we sit in the company, we are getting new glasses of wine with a different color and different taste. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain. Sometimes we sacrifice our hearts, sometimes we are sacrificing our life in the path of ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are becoming ba wafa, we are fulfilling all the promises of love. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar, hum ab ahle sidq o safa ho rahe hain. We are sacrificing our happiness for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we have done that, we become the pure and the truthful. Kabhi pi rahe hain lahu arzu ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hain. Sometimes we drink the pain and of sacrificing our passions and desires. Mita kar khudi ko, we are erasing our pride. But what do we get after erasing our pride? Ba khuda ho rahe hain. We become Allah walas. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ عشق ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. May I congratulate you that you are now shedding tears of ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. New doors of love and friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening up. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. This is the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people like us who are insignificant, karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is favoring us who are insignificant, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his karam is still favoring us at all times. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho ke sultan hokar gada ho rahe hain. Look at the muhabbat, O akhtar. Look at the karama and look at the magic of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. کہتے ہیں man is a king and while he is a king he can still be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرِ کہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینہ عطا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرِ کہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینہ عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر, کبھی قلب دے کر, کبھی جان دے کر, رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. Last week we were discussing some aspects of Surah Zilzal. And I mentioned that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed this verse to give us a warning of what is going to happen in the Akhirat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's kalam is filled with glad tidings, ayat of Jannat, for the people who have believed, for the people who have amal-e-salih in their lives, they do righteous deeds, then the Quran Sharif is filled with so many ayat of Jannat. In Surah Rahman also, look at the number of ayat of Jannat. Then we also get the warnings. That is the balance that the Quran Sharif maintains. Put one line of fence on if you want that side. Then the warning also that is given to those who have disbelieved, those who reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those who rejected the prophets and the messengers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those who rejected the ahkam and the teachings of Allah Ta'ala and His Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Then the warnings and the ayat of Jahannam. So Surah Zilzal deals with the Akhirat, that what is going to happen. One is the shake-up itself, which we discussed to some extent last week. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about that severe shake-up, shake-up to its very foundation. Nothing will be left. The earth will throw out everything from within. It's not going to be just one area of the world here or there. Every space of land that you can think of, there's going to be a zalzala, there's going to be a shake-up. Nothing will be spared. But of course, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, even with that shake-up, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, and the Khatamun Nabiyin, Tajdar-e-Madina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and others whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will want to protect, then they will have no shake-up, irrespective of what amount of shake-up takes place throughout. There can be sometimes a shake-up, earthquake takes place. Everything comes down onto the ground. And so many buildings are swallowed up. And there is so much of lava that is thrown out when there's aftershocks. But still we will hear that one little baby came out unscathed in that whole tragedy, in that whole episode. Little baby. And nothing happened. And sometimes for a couple of days they are under the ground. These are signs that Allah Ta'ala gives us. For those people who have doubts all the time, then these are things that we can observe with our eyes. And we have read of it in newspapers and in articles, and we have heard of it in news reports. How many a times a little baby comes out completely unscathed, without any scratch and any wound. And the mother is gone, the father gone, the whole family gone, the whole house has collapsed, and there was nothing but rocks all around, and nothing happened to that baby. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can protect that little baby in such circumstances, then if his Nabis, his Anbiya, his messengers, and those that he wishes to protect, even during this severe shake-up, then nothing can stop Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from exercising his power and his authority. Nothing. But of course, then afterwards, there's going to be a second rising, or there's going to be a resurrection. Then everybody will be raised. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself says that I will come out first, and after me, on my right hand and on my left hand, will be Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then we will go, and the Jannatul Baqi, everybody who is buried there, they will arise from their graves. Then they will join, and like that it goes on. So that is a different part. But here we are talking about that zalzala itself. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions this zalzala, and the earth will say everything. The earth will give its tidings, the earth will give its news reports. So and so committed this sin upon me, so and so did this, so and so did that. Every part of the earth, whatever action a person undertook, there's going to be evidence given by nothing but the earth itself. And last week I mentioned, which I repeat, that if you have to take all the tape recorders, and if you have to take the computers, and if you have to take all the video recorders, and you have to take anything that science has made to record speech or film, from where is it made? It is made from the elements of the earth. They have taken it out and put those elements together and made up some kind of a recorder. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if He makes the whole earth itself a recorder, because after all, it's all the elements of the earth that became recorders. So if Allah ta'ala makes the whole earth itself a recorder, why should we ever doubt? Nevertheless, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is giving us a warning in this, that this is going to come, this Qiyamah day is going to take place. And every day we are hearing and listening to janazas. Janazas are leaving. So this is where our eyes should open. When a janazah goes past, or when we have to perform a janazah salat, when the janazah is right in front of us, or those people that will be going now to the graveyard, then there are graves all around. What is that grave saying? We should listen to the speech of that grave. The grave is giving a speech. Its silence is a speech.
Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi ba zuban haal hai keh rahi. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi ba zuban haal hai keh rahi. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi ba zuban haal hai keh rahi. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi.
The silence of the grave is giving a speech. Oh, you who are ghafil, you require sight. See, what was my condition prior to this? I was the president of a country. I was a king. I was a ruler. I had big palaces. I had oil wells. I had thousands of servants at my command. I was the commander of a huge army. I had all the arms and ammunition of the world. I used to travel from this end to that end, this end to that end, this conference to that conference, this meeting to that meeting, and this palace to that palace. And now see, what is my condition? My hands do not move, my eyes do not see, my feet cannot walk. Nothing. Those servants didn't come with me in the grave. The palace didn't come with me. The oil wells didn't come with me. Those royal cars didn't come with me. The Air Force One didn't come with me. Nothing came. Everything remained behind. Nothing. They didn't even think of putting one watch also to see the time there. How many years passed by in the grave?
مال و اولاد قبر میں تیری جانے کو نہیں مال و اولاد قبر میں تیری جانے کو نہیں tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chhudane ko nahi maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chhudane ko nahi juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi kya qiyamat hai ke isse tu khabardar nahi.
How many times you have heard this? Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. The son doesn't want to go with the father into the grave. The wife doesn't want to go and sleep with the husband in the grave. The family members won't accompany the husband into the family member into the grave. Nothing. Everything remains outside. Maal aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. The wealth doesn't come. They will not be able to save you from the azab of qabr, from the azab of jahannam. They will not be able to save you. Juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi. Besides your amal, besides your actions, besides your good deeds, nothing else will come to your assistance and help in the qabr. The good deeds or the bad deeds, that is what will accompany the person. He was either a good person or a bad person. He was a person who obeyed Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was good to his family, good to his children, good to his parents, good to the young, good to the old, honest, truthful, sincere, charitable, noble, reliable, trustworthy. He was ba-wafa. He lived a life of faithfulness. Very, very faithful to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So then those actions will help him. So either he was such a person, or he was a person that was causing nothing but grief and pain and problem and injury to people. These are the only two categories that we have. Some people say we just can't control our tongues. We can't control our tempers. We can't control our emotions. We lose ourselves. So then what kind of comments do you expect when your janazah will leave? The person must look ahead. We had a janazah, so my mind is going on to janazah and graveyard and qabrastans. So the person must look ahead. He must look at his actions. He must look at his heart. He must look at his actions. He must look at his deeds. And every person knows what is the opinion of the other person regarding me, unless he is a fool. Unless he is a fool, he is so foolish, or shaitan has put such a screen over his eyes that he can't see. Every person knows from the comments of the wife, from the comments of the children, from the comments of the family members, and from the comments of those whom he deals with, that what kind of a person he is. That is why Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, besides the other things that he has mentioned, that how you make your islah, one of the things that he has mentioned is that you make islah by listening carefully to what your enemies have to say about you. He says about enemies also. You listen carefully to what they have to say about you. Because either they will say the truth or they will speak lies. So now when they say something, they are not going to tell anything good about you. They are not going to say anything good. The truth also which they will speak will be regarding your weak points. The enemy will speak the truth sometimes. The enemy who wants to degrade, to humiliate, to embarrass, to shame, sometimes he speaks the truth about us. But that truth that the enemy speaks is regarding our weak points, which are genuine. Or he will speak lies. He will exaggerate that this person has got this weakness, that weakness. So one of the two things. So even if he speaks the truth, it is regarding our weakness, which he knows or the public knows. So the person is now going to talk about it. So now that will become the talk of the town. So now you listen carefully. What does my enemy tell about me? What do those who are jealous of me say about me? What are those who are envious of me, have malice against me? What do they say about me? Now you listen carefully. And then see whether I have those weak points or not. Do I have those shortcomings or not? If I have, then I must be grateful to him, to that enemy also, for reminding me that I've got that weak point. And then I must rectify it. If I don't have, then make shukar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we don't have to be worried and chase after that person and try to shut his mouth up. How many mouths and lips are we going to shut? How many people are we going to chase? مَنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ مَجَارِ الْقَزَىٰ لَا يُفْنِي أَيَّامَهُ بِمَخَاسَمَةِ النَّاسِ. The person whose gaze is on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from where all the qaza comes, he's not going to waste his time in fighting and arguing with people. Because he's got one big muqaddama coming, one big case coming against him of the akhirat. Where has he got time to waste about what people have to say regarding him? But anything truth that has been said, then he will try to rectify. So before our janaza leaves, then we have to do those things that will make people give a good opinion of us. Therefore, one janaza, when it was leaving, somebody said wajabat, or the people said wajab. The people spoke good about that person who passed away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said wajabat. After some time, another janaza went. The people spoke bad about that person. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said wajabat. So when he was questioned, why did he make wajabat, that it will happen like that, it has become wajib. He said that those people, they are witnesses of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I'm just giving the explanation. He said they are the witnesses of Allah ta'ala on earth. They gave evidence that this person was a good person. We were not harmed, we were not hurt, we were not ill-treated, we were not abused, we were not tortured, we were not oppressed, we were not suppressed by this person. No zulm and no injustice was done upon us. He was a very good person. He was a good neighbor. He was a good father. He was a good brother. He was a good uncle. He was a good nephew. He was a good neighbor. He was a good teacher. He was a good doctor. He was a good businessman. So now the good evidence, now that person, Jannat became wajib for him. And the other person, people spoke bad, that this person was a bad person. In our times, we'll say that he was committing fraud, that he took the properties of the widows and the orphans and digested it. Itna khaya, ke dakar bhi nahi liya. Sab hazam kar gaya. Not a burp also. Didn't require fruits also. Digested everything. Properties of the orphans and widows. Or every time he was just giving nothing but vent to his anger over the wife, over the children. The house had become Jahannam on earth. The more he stayed out of the house, the more happy they were within the house. There are so many people that the families are very happy as long as they stay outside the house. In fact, they encourage them to remain outside the house. If they say, we're going for 5 days or 10 days on business tour somewhere, they say, if you can extend it for 10 days, all the better. It will give us much more pleasure the longer you stay outside the house. So is that insaniyat? Therefore, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that agar ghaus banna ho, kutub banna ho, wali banna ho, to kahin aur jao, aur insan banna ho, to mere paas aao. To become insan is a very difficult thing. To get all these titles is easy. But to become insan, that way we don't cause harm and injury and pain to others without any justification. Now we can see throughout the world, I'm not talking about just one small group that is sitting here. We are looking at the general condition of the Muslim Ummah. That at this stage we find nothing but selfishness everywhere. There's nothing but selfishness. Every person wants to do nothing but grab from the other, whatever he can. Whether from his brother or from his father or father from the son. Everybody wants to be the beneficiary. He wants to gain. In the process, whether somebody gets hurt, somebody's toes get trampled, somebody dies, somebody gets killed, somebody gets murdered, somebody lands in jail, or somebody is hijacked, and somebody goes, whatever happens is of no concern to you. You can see how just for the sake of material gain, just for the sake of few miserable coins, genuine friends, or those who pretended to be genuine friends, they put up people to hijack their own friend, to murder their own friend, to steal from their own friend. So what is this? Now when the janaza of this person will leave, then what kind of talk do you expect from the people in that janaza? That he was a very good person. We must make shukr. Allah Ta'ala gave us a Nabi who was rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto the worlds. He had mercy even for those of us who are such sinners, that he said, don't talk bad about your dead. He said, talk about the good things of your deceased. Those who have passed away, talk about the good things. He tried to save us even there and protect our respect there too. That we know some of the evil and some of the bad, but don't talk about that. Talk about their good points. And every person does have some good points. So look at those good points and talk about that. So that at least this person can get Jannat also. So that regarding him also, people can say, well, some, when they say good things, Allah Ta'ala will say, well, accept that as an excuse and give him Jannat also. And those who have been harmed, Allah Ta'ala is very fair, very just, so he will give them palaces in Jannat, or he will forgive their sins, or he will give them something in reward and forgive that person also. That is the shan of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So ma lo aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi, tujhko dozakh ki musibat se chudane ko nahi, juz amal qabr mein koi bhi tera yaar nahi, kya qiyamat hai ke isse tu khabardar nahi. So this is the place where we have to build up those amal. Ad-dunya mazraatul akhirah. It is a field where we have to plant. We will reap in the akhirat. But the planting is going to be done here. Akhirat is not the place for amal. Akhirat is the place either for enjoyment in Jannat or as punishment in hellfire. There is going to be no opportunity to make any amal after that. The place of amal is dunya. And we are seeing with our own eyes how people are leaving the world suddenly. And especially those of us who have already got white hair on our beards and on our heads. Then what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for youth to come again in our lives? One leg is already in the Qabristan and the person cannot give up porn films. 60-year-old, 70-year-old. Sick, ill, weak, suffering from cancer, suffering from other kinds of diseases. But the person cannot give up sins. He says that now, how do I pass my time? How else do I pass my time? There's going to be a long, long time to pass in the grave. So the person now, what is he expecting? What is he waiting for? Somebody asked the angel of death, that why don't you send some kind of warning sign before you go to a person? Why don't you give some warning? Why don't you give some kind of a signal that you are coming? He said, I send so many signals I send. How we say, must give one call, missed call. So like that, so many missed calls he gives. Because after the missed call, it still takes a little bit of time before the person arrives. It's a signal that I'm coming soon. So the angel of death also, he gives so many different signals. White hair on the head, that's a signal. Sickness, disease, bypass, accidents. All these are signals. What other signal do we want? Those are the missed calls. The person, when he goes for operations, how many people haven't recovered after the operation? From the operation table, they went straight to the Qabristan. How many people fell completely unconscious due to low pressure, or sugar went right down, or something like that happened, the person went into coma. How many people in accidents, they went into coma for many, many days. Now when they recover, back again to the same sinful lifestyles. So which other signal are we waiting for? Which other ishara we are waiting for? Aakar qaza ba hosh ko behosh kar gayi. Aakar qaza ba hosh ko behosh kar gayi.
Hangama e hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. Hangama e hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. Aakar qaza bahosh ko behosh kar gayi. The person who was going from this country to that country, sometimes he's in America, sometimes in China, sometimes in Japan, sometimes in Holland, and sometimes in other parts of the world. And that president of the country, and that king, and those cabinet ministers, and officials, and who were just going up and down, and singers, and dancers, and actors, and actresses. We're saying there's a lot of movement in their lives, lot of movement, lot of activity. These people are very, very active, always on the move, and you see how much of strength and energy and power that they have in their lives, and zest for living. Aakar qaza bahosh ko behosh kar. Finish. Soul leaves the body, and that is the end. The person is gone behosh. Hangamay hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. Complete silence now. The cars remain there, the homes remain there, the televisions will remain there, the video films will remain there, everything will remain there. Sometimes the person is actually watching and is gone. How many people are watching and they have been shot and killed and they're gone?
Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum.
Thanks very much to all of you who carried my janaza up to the graveyard. Shukriya, qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. I thank you for carrying my janaza up to the qabristan. From there now I will go away alone. Because you have left me alone, so I have to go alone. But we should not think that the person in the grave is completely helpless, and there's complete darkness there, and there's nobody to help, and the person is in great pain and problem all the time. It depends on our actions. I repeat that example that I gave in one of my talks in Escort recently, which has come to mind again now, because we are talking about Qabristan and Surah Zilzal. The Qabr, it is not a place of darkness if our actions are right. So this is the place, this in this world, we have so many examples. The emergency light that you see in this masjid on the top there, all around, that's called emergency light. At homes also people have that, they call it emergency light. What does the emergency light do? That the moment this light goes off, the switch trips, then that light comes on. It is charging all the time, but we cannot see the charge. Those lights are charging all the time, it's charging. And it's ready to come on, but it'll come on when this switch goes off, or when the switch trips. So like that, our amal are charging that emergency light. Our namaz, our roza, our zakat, our hajj, our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, our akhlaq, our muamalat and muashirat, if it is according to Islam and Sharia. All the good deeds and actions, our charities, our khidmat and service and help to our neighbors, to our friends, to our society. All these things are charging that emergency light. And the moment our eyes will close and this trip will switch and the soul will go and they will put us into the grave, then that darkness, immediately that switch will come on. Now the light of the Quran Sharif, the light of the Ibadah, the light of Zikr, the light of Tilawat, the light and the Noor of the tahajjud and the ishraq and the chasht and the charities and that crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the early part of the morning or the late part of the night, now that switch has come on. That emergency light which had been fully charged, so it came on. So now the person will enjoy bliss in that qabar. He will be told, nam ka naumatil aruz. The fragrant breeze of Jannat will be coming in there. And there will be nothing but enjoyment and pleasure and happiness now till the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because he had made arrangement for that light in this world. He made the arrangement with all his actions and with all his deeds. That light was ready to switch on. But if some fool had the light, but he did not plug it on to keep it charged, then when the darkness will come, now he expects that light to come on, but there's nothing but darkness there too. The darkness of his actions and his deeds hasn't charged that light. So in the qabr also there'll be nothing then but darkness and snakes and scorpions and azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it's not some other part of the world that we will have to go to recharge this light. It is this world, our actions and our deeds. And it's not something difficult that Allah Ta'ala has put upon us. Taqwa is not a difficult thing as we make it out to be. Taqwa is an easy thing. As Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, jis tarah ba wuzu rehna aasan hai, isi tarike se ba taqwa rehna aasan hai. Just as it is easy to remain with wuzu all the time, it is same way easy to remain with taqwa all the time. In other words, when we say that this person remains ba wuzu, what does it mean? Does it mean that 24 hours of the day and 365 days of the year he doesn't go toilet? His wuzu doesn't break. If we had everybody like that, then we won't require wuzu khanas. We'll save a lot of water. So many ba wuzu people come to the masjid, but they still use the water. So what it means that if that wuzu breaks, then you make wuzu again. So accidentally, if that tawbah broke, then the person makes plenty of tawbah again and builds up this connection and becomes with taqwa again. And how many times you have heard that taqwa is not the doing of plentiful of optional ibadat. That is not taqwa. That you have to read so much rakats of nafil namaz, you have to read so much of tasbih, and you have to read so much of or make so much of zikr and read so much of Quran Sharif, then you get taqwa. Taqwa is restraining ourselves from that which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased, then the person is with taqwa. Whatever is prohibited, whatever is haram, the person gives it up altogether. That is taqwa. Just as it is haram to drink wine, haram to commit adultery and fornication, in the same way it is haram to miss our salat. It is haram to miss our fast in the month of Ramadan. So that is what taqwa is. Whatever is haram, the person gives it up. So whatever is displeasing to Allah Ta'ala, the person gives it up. So there's not much to do. It is less of a burden on a person. He doesn't have to do too many things. He just have to stay away from things which he is going to benefit from. If he's going to stay away from drugs, he will be benefiting. His health will remain good. If he's going to stay away from adultery and fornication, he is going to benefit. If he's going to stay away from drink, wine, alcohol, then he is going to benefit. If he's going to perform salat, he is going to benefit. If he's going to give zakat and fast, he is going to benefit. In everything that he's going to obey Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is going to benefit. Not Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in taqwa, there's nothing but benefit for the person. And that too, not so many things to do. The person will be an absolutely normal person. I keep on repeating this because sometimes people get some very queer ideas that the moment you become Allah wala, then you will become an abnormal person. There will be no smile, there will be no cheer, no laughter, no happiness in the person's life. He will be completely isolated. He will be living in a world of his own. And he's not going to marry, he's not going to have any children, he's not going to conduct business, he has to go away to the jungles, then only is an Allah wala. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who could have been a greater person after Allah than رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam marries, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brings up his children, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam engages in so many activities. Absolutely normal life. In fact, it's when the person becomes an Allah wala, then he leads a normal life. And those who become the bandas of shaitan, they are leading an abnormal life. And that is the reason that they want to commit suicide. That is the reason that they are unhappy. That is the reason that they are experiencing such kind of depression, and they are experiencing such kind of anxieties and restlessness, because they are leading an abnormal life. But when everybody is leading an abnormal life, then the person who is leading a normal life looks abnormal. Because everybody around is leading an abnormal life. Like if everybody's back is bent, they have become like bows. In some city, if you have to go, and everybody is bent, is walking like in ruku. Now, they, if somebody goes walking straight, they say, look at this abnormal person that has come here. And if they have to ask those people that, what would you like? Would you like that you also stand up straight and walk, or you want him to become like you? Say, no, he's the only one. He'd rather he become like us too. He'd rather get his back bent too. So this is our condition. So these janazas which we are performing and which are heading for the Qabristan, they are all giving us a message.
تجھے ہر وقت یہ دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا تجھے ہر وقت یہ دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا تجھے ہر وقت یہ دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا تجھے حسن ظاہر نے دھوکے میں ڈالا.
Our only concern, fashion, trend. حسن ظاہر has given us dhoka. The person who has his gaze on the akhirat, he will make use of the things of this world. But he will not forget that there is another station after this station. This is not the end of the world. The person who is sitting at the airport, I have given this example many times and I will conclude on that today. I thought we will go on to the last two ayats which I did not discuss. But as I mentioned that these are majlises of Islah, and even if it means that the same thing is repeated 100 times, I believe that it is good for me or good for you or somebody in the audience. Allah Ta'ala will bring it back onto my tongue. The person is sitting at the airport. We know that there are different classes there. The waiting rooms are of different classes. There is a first class waiting room, there is a business class room, and economy class. People are in the economy class, they will be sometimes on the floor, sometimes sitting on the carpet there, or sometimes on some bench there or seat there, but not as comfortable as the one in the business class lounge. And the one who is in business class lounge will not be as comfortable as the one in the first class lounge. But neither the first class lounge passenger, nor the business class one, and nor the economy class one, take their eyes off the departure board. No matter how comfortable they are there, whilst they are there, Allah Ta'ala made it comfortable for them, so they make use of the facilities that have been provided for the passengers of that class. But everybody is looking at his watch. What time is the flight? What time is the flight? 1 hour to go, 45 minutes to go. No matter how comfortable that first class lounge, but up till now I haven't come across any person, unless he's a stupid of the first degree, or as Hazrat calls, international monkey and donkey. Up till now, I haven't heard of any person saying, when the flight time is up, he says, no, but my lounge is so comfortable here. What beautiful lounge, and you could, refreshments being provided, and there's air conditioning here. Let the flight go, why must I worry about the flight? Have you ever heard of anyone saying that? In fact, if they have to leave him behind and say that we are overbooked, he will fight. But they tell him, but we, all right, we'll upgrade you from the economy class lounge, we'll give you the first class lounge. You sit there. But we won't take you on this flight, we'll take you 2 days later. They will give you refreshments and air conditioning. That person too will fight. He say, no, I want to go ahead. My destination is somewhere else. This is not my destination. This was just a temporary station. It was just a temporary station. So in this temporary station, which is this world, some people are in first class, some people are in business class, some people are in economy class. With regards to worldly wealth, not because of their actions. The person in the business class or the first class lounge does not make him superior to the one in the economy class. It is only by virtue of actions and deeds and taqwa in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person will have superiority and esteem. But we are talking from the material point of view, that there are some people who are living a life of what we may say the first class lounge. They've got good homes, they've got palaces, they've got luxuries. And there will be some who will say, I'm in the business class lounge, and some who are in the economy class. So each person, according to his status, what he has got from the worldly point of view, he will make use of those things that he has. The furniture, the fridge, the stove, the car, the home, whatever he has got, he will make use of it. But as a Muslim, as a person of Iman, as a person who believes that there's going to be this zilzal, there's going to be this shake-up, this zalzala, there's going to be this zalzala, that there's going to be an akhirat, there's going to be hisab and kitab, there's going to be accountability before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's going to be standing before Allah and giving a hisab of our deeds and actions. And the person who knows that his manzil is not this dunya, the manzil is the akhirat. And there too he wants to go to Jannat, that's his final destination. So he will make use of everything here, but he'll keep his gaze on the akhirat. All the time you'll find that this person's life, when you look at him, you will think of the akhirat. You will think of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, they said, what is the sign of the walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? That when you look at them, you think of Allah. So what does that mean? That means that their actions remind you of Akhirat. Their actions remind you of Allah. Their actions remind you of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Their actions remind you of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. So like that, this person, irrespective of which stage he is in or which class or lounge he is sitting in, but he will not take his gaze off that departure board. Because that departure date is fixed. There is no bringing it forward or moving it. Nothing. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ So these janazas that are going, they are all giving a message for us that we should be preparing ourselves for the akhirat. And the preparation is not something that we have to go somewhere else and do it, or bring another body and do it. The preparation is with the same eyes, the same ears, the same tongues, the same hands and feet, the same wealth, the same homes. We must make it a field for the akhirat. Everything we must be planting, how the farmer, after planting, then he waters the crops and then he waits. In the same way, the person must believe that he is planting. And then after planting, he must not do such things that the germination is completely stopped of those seeds. That means the person planted the seed of namaz, planted the seed of tilawat, planted the seed of zikr, planted the seed of charity, and immediately after that riya and show business and all kinds of shirk asghar or shirk akbar, and finish, everything is gone. That means the seeds were planted, but he cannot wait now for crops to grow, because he has introduced there some germs which have eaten up the hayat of those seeds. The germs have eaten it up. So now what do you expect from them? So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that understanding. And then our lives will become very beautiful lives, pleasing. Wherever we go, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put our love into the hearts of people. The person Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when the person makes Allah ta'ala his, man kana lillah, kana allahu lahu. Allah ta'ala will then become his. And when Allah Ta'ala becomes his, because Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart with all his sifat. When Allah Ta'ala comes, then he comes with his sifat, with all his attributes. So all the goodness of this world, whatever is the goodness, that will come into his heart. That is what we mean by mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue.
Ye saraye dehr musafiro ba khuda kisi ka makan nahi. Ye saraye dehr musafiro ba khuda kisi ka makan nahi. Jo muqeem isme the kal ke din kahin aaj unka nishaan nahi.
And I conclude on this, that this is a waiting room and it is like the timeshare. I mentioned this some time back in one of my bayans, that this is like the timeshare apartment. That whilst you are in the timeshare apartment, you've got 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, then you make use of all the facilities there. But as soon as your time is up, then they say you must vacate, you must leave, you must go. Somebody else is going to take your place. Now this person says, no, but I really enjoyed it here, it was very nice, and I don't want to leave. They say, will bring the police and take you out. But you have to leave. So one day we will leave, our children will take our homes. Our parents lived in those homes, they left, we took over their homes. Great grandparents left, their children took over their homes. The boards also change. First it was so and so, now they say the son of so and so. The addresses change. So like that, the addresses have been changing right from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and it will go on till Qiyamah day. Different people will come and go, come and go. Then why attach our hearts to those things that we will have to leave and go? Why attach our hearts? Make use of it. But again, that example, that let our attachment be like that envelope which you can open and close. It's not sealed in such a way that if you open it will tear. Slightly sealed. And you can open it and seal it again. Some glue you have like that. So attachment must be that soul. Make use of it. But don't let our hearts be so attached that our heart will tear to pieces the day the angel of death comes. May Allah Ta'ala give me first of all the tawfiq of making amal, and each and every one of us. May Allah Ta'ala bless all those who passed away with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala bless their family members and kith and kin with sabr jameel and ajr azim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Sagira, kabira, amadan, khata'an, zahiri, batini, har gunah ko tere fazl o karam se maaf farma. Forgive the sins of our eyes, sins of our ears, sins of our tongues, sins of our hands and feet, sins of our heart and mind. O Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. O my beloved Allah, we have given our hearts to the things of this world. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so attached to the worldly and material things that, oh my beloved Allah, when the angel of death is going to come, we are going to find it extremely difficult to part. Therefore, my beloved Allah, whatever life is gone, but the life that is left we are seeking from you. Keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give us the realization that this is not our station. Our station and our manzil is the akhirat. Our manzil is jannat. Ya Allah, make it extremely easy for us to do those actions and those deeds which will light up our graves, which will bring the noor and light into our graves. Distance us from those deeds and actions which will bring nothing but darkness in our graves. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, in watching any kind of filthy film, or any porn site on the internet, or popping drugs in our mouths, or bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world. Oh my beloved Allah, irrespective of which lounge we are in, we have to depart from this world. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba, at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips, let our soul come dancing towards you. Ay Allah, hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Ay Allah, hamari ruh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye. Duniya ki cheezon mein atki na rahe. Ay Allah, teri aisi muhabbat de de. Give us such love of yours and such love of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Those who are in pain and problem, remove their pain and problems. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Ya Allah, remove the hardships, the problems, the trials and the suffering of the Ummah around the world, especially in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq. Ya Allah, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Unki madad aur nusrat farma. Unki madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, kuffar, mushrikeen, yahood, nasara, munafiqeen aur khud musalman musalman ke dushman ban gaye hain. Mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Tere siwa koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Rasool-e-Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. Wives and children with that goodness. The entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasool-e-Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept all the works. Bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.